I was surprised once to read that Gustavo Dudamel said, participating in El Sistema may have made the difference between his being a criminal and a great musician. That was just mind-boggling to think that this sort of involvement with music can have such a profound impact.
El Sistema is all about access. They believe that music is a weapon, that it's a right. So they make a point of putting their programs in areas where the kids wouldn't normally have a chance to do this. I think that might be what Gustavo Dudamel is referring to when he speaks about how the system changed his life.
We have this angel in the world. He is giving us the possibility to have dreams and to make true their dreams. And here is the result of this wonderful project that is the system.
In addition to the musicians you just mentioned, we have a wonderful product, if you will, of the Sistema, the Atlanta Symphony-based clarinetist, Alcides Rodriguez.
That's right. I was so happy when I realized that we had a former El Sistema student, a spectacular bass clarinet player in Alcides. This is a testament to how good of a music program El Sistema is, you know?
It's just astonishing, the scope of this.
The mission of the Atlanta Music Project is inspired by El Sistema. What they're doing in Venezuela is very impressive. So we're trying to take those concepts of keeping kids safe, keeping kids busy, doing something productive, but at the same time, while they're in this safe haven, they're playing music and developing a bunch of skills that they'll use for the rest of their lives. And one of the things that's very, very interesting about El Sistema is that they emphasize performance. They don't always emphasize a polished performance. They want the kids to get out there and enjoy playing music for people. And this is a really good way to develop courage and self-confidence. The reason I think Atlanta is a great city, a great community for this kind of program, is the combination of a wonderful arts community, a wonderful symphony orchestra, and a wonderful community of youth orchestras already in town. But that is combined with a lot of need. You know, Mayor Reed talked about reopening all the recreation centers to keep kids off the streets. And these are the kids, these are the communities that the Atlanta Music Project is wanting to target. I should mention that we do target underserved communities, but that doesn't mean that only kids from that community can participate. People often ask, is it a social program or is it a music conservatory program? It's both. This is a program that can change the lives of all kids from all backgrounds, all socioeconomic backgrounds. This is more than a music program. This is a music for a social change program.
I think it is a very impressive project, and I'm just delighted that you were able to tell us more about it. Dante Rameau, thank you.
Thank you.